Morning, everyone. Boker Tov, Boker Ar. At current, it is 4 o'clock here in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. I'm giving you a view from my dira, my apartment here in Yerushalayim, overlooking the Old City. And as you can see from the neighboring towns and communities, the sun has not yet shone, but it is still bright with Kedusha. And this morning, we're zochet to have a shir directly from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. The view, as you can see, overlooks the Old City. This is the Dome of the Rock, and to the adjacent side is the Kotel, which Baruch Hashem, I have frequented quite often, and I'm just so excited to be giving a shiur here at this time. And so I want to share with you a thought or two on the Parshas Truma. We know that in Parshas Truma, it talks about the Nadiv Libo, that it has to come from the heart, our donations. And I think that there are two forms of donations. One's monetary, and one is qualitative. So we'll reference them into two buckets, quantitative and qualitative. So on the quantitative side, we have the element of those that are able to give should give a little more as according to their means. And those that are unable to give, give according to what they have, what they can give. But the bottom line is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks that we should give nediv libo. We should give from the heart, which means that it doesn't have to be a lot, doesn't have to be a little. It has to be according to what we're able to do, but whatever we do, it has to come from the heart. It's a beautiful message because when we think about the different forms of giving, and I'll just give you a little bit of a, this is a, let's see, another view. Sorry, I'm distracted by my own, just gorgeous over here. Let's see if I could turn this around. When we talk about giving, and we're talking about the three forms, there's Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes. Zahav refers to those Zehanosin Bari. That is one refers to who gives while he's able to give in a healthy state of mind. The next level, Chazal say, this is the Balaturim I saw. The Balaturim brings down that when it says Kesef, Kesef refers to Kishyesh Sakana Poseach. When there is a concern, the way to obviate that concern is through giving. And when there's a danger, whatever that danger may be, and the third level is Nechoshes, which is Nesinas Cholesh Amar Tanu. The giving of a sick person, he just says to take it, because he unfortunately can no longer benefit from it. So we should always be zochet to be giving on the gold standard, which is with all our faculties, with all our emotions, we should be able to write that check and be able to give it freely. And they say, maybe in a joking way, that Torah tells us that when we have to give, we should give patach tiftach, azov ta'azov, when nason titein. Why does the Torah constantly repeat itself when it refers to giving? Why not just say patach, or nason, to give, or azov, to help? And the answer is that sometimes when a person sticks their hands in their pocket, they get arthritis in a funny way, right? And they don't feel that they can take their hand out of their pocket to give. So yes, their heart is there, but it's quite challenging to actually complete that action. Second is that if you look at your hand, you'll notice that your fingers are all different shapes and sizes. And that means that there's many different forms of tzedakah to give. And so there's Save the Whales, and then there's Hachnosis Kala. So Save the Whales, you know, maybe that's something that you want to give to, but may not require that much. So you have to always look at the organization that you're giving to and then make a really informed decision about the best course of action. What should be that donation size? Save the Whales may get $5. Hachnosis Kala may get $54. Again, everyone according to their means. And the third understanding of why it's repetitious that I saw, and I can't recall the source, is that when someone comes to request funds from you, and then you end up giving them, they may come back. So when they come back, nason titain, you've given them once before, try your best to give them again. And that's the reason why it's repetitious. I just also want to share with you on the qualitative side. I know that we have many volunteers, especially here in Yerushalayim. We're right nearby a Magen David Adom branch, and you see constant organizations that are all over Yerushalayim, all over the United States, all over the world, for that matter, that are involved in chesed. And that means that they get up in the middle of the night when someone's not feeling well, and they run out of bed, or they're about to make Kiddush, and that's Friday night, and, you know, there's somebody who's not well in the community, and they jump to the opportunity to help. There's no measure of monetary compensation that someone can give to a family where you have a wife who's preparing a beautiful meal for Shabbos, and all of a sudden her husband has to run out to help save somebody in need. And just the other day, I met someone who's a part of my Gein David Adom. He told me a quick story that there was someone in his community at a moshav that had a terrible toothache. So he quickly took the guy to the nearest hospital. But when he got to the hospital, the doctors there said, "We're all emergency care physicians. We don't have any dentists here." So he was distraught because he turned to the, "Hey, just a quick close out throat because I think my this phone seems to have a life of its own. I just wanted to wish everyone brachos and yeshuos, and of course to review the quick thought that we shared, that we should always be able to give, both from a quantitative and from a qualitative perspective, and that we should be able to give nedib libo from the hearts, and in the schus of all that we do and all that we give, share with others. We should see success in all our endeavors. We should see the safe return of all of the hostages. We should see refuahs and yeshuas to all of those that have been hurt, both emotionally, physically, psychologically. Our chayalim should be successful, and that we should see the neflos avor in everything that we do. And we should have brachos ad bli day, special blessings from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and personal blessings for everyone to have a successful, wonderful week. All the best.